Welcome, everybody, to episode 461 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, Frosty One himself. The mug is on a hot date right now, so all you got is us today. I do see that Harvey Weinstein made it into chat. We may be talking a little bit about
that's
that.
That's great.
Yeah, I know. Women, watch your breast and womanly parts, because Harvey Weinstein is loose. But, gentlemen, how was your week?
Well, it was all right, I guess. It happened, and yeah. I was there.
Just a week, yeah. What about you, Eric? I know you got a new car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Nice. What'd you get?
I got a Honda Civic.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it, 2014? So,
yeah.
newer model.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad.
It's got this camera on it that lets you see where you are when you're backing up.
Oh, that's really cool.
Oh, you got all the fancy
It's
stuff.
Not really all that good in the day, though. And then again, maybe I need to change the settings on the camera's brightness.
There you go. Dungeon Buster, watch out for Harvey Weinstein in chat there. Don't let him molest you.
I don't think he has anything to worry about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Well.
Wait. Was Weinstein just a hetero? Or
I mean, Dungeon Buster's a sexy cat, man. So don't.
Yeah, but there have been no inclinations that Harvey Weinstein likes penis. That's what I'm trying to say.
How do you know Dungeon Buster's a dude?
He likes butts, though.
Dungeon Buster could be a chick, you know. Anyways, that's enough Harvey Weinstein.
Dungeon Buster, I just want to clarify it. Frank said that.
No, I know Dungeon Buster's a dude. I'm just giving you shit, man. Giggity giggity.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gentlemen.
Sure you are.
We got a ton of news, so let's go ahead and get started. Eric, let us have the first story, please.
Harvey Weinstein chat says, no, wiener for the Weinstein.
Weinstein, wiener.
Wiener. He's such a weenie, to be honest. He really is. Anyways, go ahead, Eric. First story.
Okay, first story is from RPG Site. And we know we talked about Lost Dimension coming to PC. Well, it's got a date. It's October 30th. And it'll have a 40% discount at launch. Otherwise, it's going to be priced at $25.
Okay. Yay, I guess.
And Ghostlight Games is doing the port.
Yeah.
So who knows how good the quality will be, but...
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
I'm thinking they've learned from Agarest War Games, though.
I don't know what's going on with my video, but I'll work on that while we do this. So that's basically it, right, Eric?
Yeah, and the PC port will support multiple screen resolutions, mouse, keyboard, and controller support, Steam achievements, and cloud saving, which... Not a lot of games get cloud saving, actually.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next story for us, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG. So I'd just like to say I like that these PS4 and PS3 games are coming to Steam and such. Mm. For people like me who have never had a chance to play them.
Yeah.
Sword Art Online, because you know how much Eric just loves the Sword Art Online franchise.
Yeah.
Hollow Realization Deluxe Edition.
I don't hate it, There are parts of it that I just absolutely hate.
I don't hate it, just some of it.
Yeah, just some of it.
Bandai Namco has announced that Sword Art Online Hollow Realization Deluxe Edition will arrive on PC and is set for a release October 27th, so next week. All the previous DLCs are already available on the console, and the Abyss of the Shrine Maiden Story Cycle will be available along with the full game.
Yeah,
the game is currently out on the PlayStation 4 and Vita.
I'm wondering if the footage that they're showing here on the trailers for the Vita or the PS4, because I don't think it looks that good. Maybe for a Vita game?
Well, the PS4 version was just the Vita port.
Okay, so that's why. All right, well, I get it. No, it's
So
all
it was
good.
designed for the Vita.
Gotcha. It looks okay for a Vita game, but
It's
PS4.
just that the PS4 version runs at 60 frames and doesn't
Ah,
have issues.
that's a big plus for sure.
Yeah, the game's virtually unplayable on the Vita once you get to the boss fights because it's slow as fuck.
Yeah. All right, on to the
They shouldn't
next.
even have bothered, if you ask me.
On to the next story from RPG site. Hakuoki Ito Blossoms is getting localized for PlayStation Vita. Wow, a Vita game getting localized in 2018.
Well, this is the second half of the first game.
Gotcha. All right. So I already read. It's going to be spring of 2018. So that's
Oh,
pretty.
so there will be one VS or one Vita releasing next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Vita game.
One Vita game next year,
Actually,
and
there's
that's it.
another one too. There's the
Oh,
Realize.
two. Ooh.
Holy
Oh, they're
shit.
spoiling us now.
Hold the presses, we're getting two. But anyway,
I'm
so
pretty
that's
sure
cool.
as long as VNs are available for the Vita, they'll keep being localized.
Yeah. All right. Eric, next story, please.
Oh boy, my favorite game in the world. Star Ocean: The Last Hope International 4K and Full HD Remaster. Why did you call it this? God damn it, Square. Heads westward
I know, that's a ridiculously stupid title.
on November 28th. And for those of you who may not know, Star Ocean: The Last Hope is a game that has good gameplay, but it's absolutely terrible story and bad level design.
It's I like the Star Ocean series, but the story leaves a lot to be desired for sure. So, well,
Three's better than four in terms of story.
I wish they would put this on the PS4 4K because next month I plan on getting a PS4 Pro so I can start watching 4K
Well, it is
movies.
being come it is coming to PS4 and PC.
Oh, good.
But
Oh,
it's
I didn't see
interesting that
that.
it's coming to PC because they didn't do that with 3 or and they kind of skipped over the re-release of 2 on the PS4 and the Vita.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster
It's like
bring
they haven't said anything about that yet.
Dungeon Buster says Last Hope is like the worst version to bring over to the PC. Yeah. It's not a great game, but I'd like to see it remastered in 4K. It's not going to make a difference to the story, but the visuals will definitely be pretty.
Anyways, if you purchase it within the first 2 weeks, you'll get a 10% discount, and you also, and if you get it on Steam, you also get an exclusive downloadable mini soundtrack. And if you get it on PSN, if you purchase it before January 8th, you'll receive a system theme and 12 PSN avatars featuring the main characters,
Yeah. All
and it'll
right.
have dual audio support,
Ooh.
which wasn't in the original release, I
Well,
think.
that's kind of nice. Still, I don't know. Like Dungeon Buster said, it's the worst of the bunch to bring over, but
I have
hey.
the international version on PS3, but I haven't played it.
Yeah. All right, next
I only
story.
play the 361 with its awful disc swapping if you want to grind for materials.
Yeah. All right, next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Summon Night 6.
Did we lose Breakman? No, I think
Yeah,
we.
because I forgot to unmute myself.
Ah.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Summon Night 6 Lost Borders launches on October 31st in North America. And that'll be for the PlayStation 4 and Vita because RPG site is turning into Silicon Era.
Yeah, exactly.
Originally set to release back in February, Summon Night 6 has experienced a tumultuous year. Why can't I talk? A tumultuous year of delays and setbacks, but the game finally seems to have a hard date in hand.
Well, that's working designs for you.
Yeah. Fans can win a copy of the game or a PlayStation TV. Go to gaijinworks.com to find out more.
I like the Summon Knight series. It's kind of an
You like the
underappreciated.
side games. You don't play any of the strategy RPG games.
I like Summon Knight okay though. It's fun. It's an underrated series, but whatever. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Dragon Quest Rivals for iOS and Android launches November 2nd in Japan. It's a card game, so that makes my interest nil.
They probably wanted to call it Heroes, but then they realized, fuck, we already did Heroes.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's a card game. We can just move on.
They should have just called it Dragon Quest Card Game. Save us all the trouble. All right, next story.
They should just put card game in front of the title of everything just to save us the trouble.
Oh, like, God, yeah.
This is card game. Oh, okay, thanks.
So, November 2nd, if you're interested. From
Square why would you be? I mean, yeah, I meant why would you be?
Exactly. All right.
It's probably a gacha, too.
Yeah. Next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Siberia 2 for Switch launches November 30th. After completing her assignment, getting Hans Vollaberg to sign the papers to conclude the sale of the factory, Kate decides to abandon her perfect life in New York to help the old man realize his childhood dream. Kate, the eccentric Hans, and the automaton Oscar make for a most unusual team, but by together, they set off on a brand new journey. They are in search of the last legendary mammoths of Siberia in the herd of Forgotten World.
Yeah, I played a little of the first Siberia, and it was fun. It's an adventure game, I guess. But I'm glad they're coming out with the second one. I didn't pass the first one. I got to go back and watch some videos to find out what
happened.
Probably
going to do 3 next afterwards.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. It's a good game.
I got to say, nothing about what I read interested me in any way.
Oh, dude, you got to check out the first game, Siberia. It's actually really good. This one's going to be fun. It's just an adventure game. You know, good old fashioned adventure.
I know, but I prefer blowing shit up.
Yeah, well, you know. Sometimes.
What if something blows up in the game?
Yeah.
Well, then I might be interested.
I think there's some this explosions is adventure. From what I remember.
Shit's blowing up.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Eric, next story, please.
This next story is from Gamatsu, and it's about a game called Hiyaki Castle, and it's launching November 15th, and Asakusa Studios 3D Dungeon RPG. And the publisher is named HappyNet.
I actually got a
press release from these guys, so I saw the trailer.
It's interesting. It sort of reminds me a little bit of Wizardry of Forsaken.
I was thinking more like Legend of Grimrock.
But yeah, that too.
And Dungeon Explorer.
God, I wish they would come out with the remastered version of Wizardry. Tales of
so,
the Fortune.
Yeah, so it's basically Dungeon Explorer, but you can split your parties up into two groups, and then you can flank the opponent.
Yeah. No, it looks good.
That is an interesting twist on the 3D dungeon crawler, you know? Yeah.
And these animes are very animated compared to the games we just mentioned.
Yeah, for sure. Dungeon Buster says he's excited for Hiyaki Castle. Looks like Legend of Grimrock with a Japanese twist, he says. Yeah, I'm down. Looks good.
It's made by a Japanese company.
What system is it coming for? PC? Shit.
It's called Asakusa Studios because they're in Asakusa.
All right, next story, Breakman.
Sorry. I was drinking. You got me off guard.
That's right.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Apollo Justice, Ace Attorney for 3DS launches November 21st in North America, November 23rd in Europe. The game will be launching for $19.99. In Japan, the game will be released physically for 2,990 yen and digitally for 2,769 yen.
If you like the Ace Attorney games, this one will be a good addition to your collection.
Yeah, so. And it's got a hero with a cooler name. I mean, Apollo Justice? Yeah. Like, it sounds like he should be a boxer or something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't this come out on the
at least they're being kind and not selling it for $30.
Yeah.
All like right.
Sure Spear of Justice and the fifth game were like $30. This is only $20.
Breakman,
because it's an older game.
I heard you, Breakman. He should be in the Punch Out game. Yeah, I could see that you're going up against Apollo Justice.
Exactly. Can you hear Michael Buffer like saying his name?
Yeah.
And in this corner, Apollo Justice.
That was pretty good. It wasn't Buffer-esque, but it was good, man. It's not on Buffer's level.
I can't do Buffer. I'm not. Yeah. Not. I don't have that deep voice.
Can't
do
the
like
ready
does.
To rumble type thing. Let's get ready to rumble.
No, I mean I can say it, but it's just like I don't have that deep pounding voice like he does.
Yeah, I got a sexier voice, so I can't do it. break, man, but maybe you can. I don't know. At least I've been told, anyways. all right, next story.
Steering clear of this conversation.
Yeah, you best steer clear. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is from Gamatsu.com, and NIS has announced Your Four Nights Princesses Training Story. I think they should just cut out the Your. Yeah. But it says for PS4, Switch, and Vita, and there's a Japanese title for it. I'm not going to mention it. But it's going to cost 6,980 yen on PlayStation 4 and Switch, and 5,980, sorry, on the Vita. So like 1,000 yen cheaper, 10 bucks cheaper. But first print copies will be including a soundtrack which features a selection, so it's a sample disc. Oh, boring. But it says development is being handled by the staff behind Penny Punching Princess, which sounds hilarious. I want to check that out. But character design is also being held by the Witch in the 100 Night 2 character designer, Madoka Hanashiro. And the game puts players in the role of a knight who teaches and guides four princesses. It's described as a princess-raising strategy action game where players communicate with the princesses and while leading the soldiers to battle. And so I guess there's a different story for each.
So basically this is Wonder Woman minus the queen and add the king. So there you go.
I don't know about that. Wonder Woman wasn't led by a guy.
That's what I said. This is Wonder Woman, except with a king instead of a queen. That's what I said.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
You gotta pay attention. I should make you say.
Only your knight, not a king.
I should make you.
Yeah, that's why I was thrown off. Yeah, you're a knight, not a king. See that you promoted yourself, Frank.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta do
that. I mean,
that
if you're
sometimes.
Gonna be king, that's how you should do it anyway. Yeah. Bitch, I'm the king.
That's right. That's what I was doing. I should just make you as my first proclamation as king of RP Grinders, I'm gonna make Breakman pronounce the title to this game in Japanese. Go ahead, Breakman. He's like, I ain't biting, motherfucker. All right. Next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Cat Quest for PS4 launches November 14th in America and November 10th in Europe. Oh, that's kind of the opposite of what we just had with that one game.
Totally down for this game.
Cat Quest will launch both physically and digitally for PlayStation 4. Switch version is also planned for release, but has yet to be dated, according to the new interview published by Cat Illusions. Developer, the Gentle Brothers. Yeah. Is their name actually Gentle? Because then it wouldn't be as funny. I hope their names aren't actually Gentle. So it's like, yeah, the brothers Gentle. But anyway,
you wanted to be like November Kilgore or something, you know, like Kilgore Brothers or something like
that. Yeah, like I hope Gentle Brothers isn't their actual real name, like because it's Gentle Brothers and it's not as funny. It's like, oh, this is Gentle Brothers.
There's no humor about in Gentle Brothers. What? I was going to say, there's no humor in Gentle Brothers. Like, you know, Kid Gloves, none of that.
Cat Quest is an open-world RPG set in the possum world of cats. Yeah. I don't know if I want to read the rest of this now.
Oh, my God, dude, this is a great...
Not after that sentence. The possum.
This is going to be the greatest game ever.
I love cats. So I'm down, but at the same time, I don't know if I want to read the rest of this if they're going to use terrible puns like that. Leap into Grand Adventure and
use terrible puns like that.
Yeah, I might not be able to play it because the leap into a grand adventure in pursuit of evil Dracula and your catnap sister. Explore felon guard.
That statement's not untrue, though. She is a cat, so she was catnapped.
Yeah. Huge overworld map. Risk life and limb delving into dungeons for epic loot. And Linda Paul to a furry cast of characters and a flurry of side quests.
Yeah.
Combat and Cat Quest takes place entirely in real time, allowing you to get close to enemies with a slash of your blade, dodge roll to avoid a counterattack, and then finish them off with powerful magic. Wield the ancient spells of Lightnyon, Flame Purr, and Heal Paw to vanish your foes. Oh, Jesus. Outfit your cat venture with a whole basket of equipment. Yeah. Prefer casting spells? Don an arcane hood, robes, and staff to bolster your mana reserves. I'm sorry, I'm still like prefer. Like I just I want to protect yourself from attack. Deck out your cat venture with chainmail armor to increase your health and provide an extra level of protection. Well, if it's a cat, if you it's like you're putting a jingling bell around it, the cat's not getting anything done.
You know what?
The cat's gonna be now distracted with that armor.
I hope in this game you can steal stuff and like somebody like out of the blue has like a cat's tongue, and then you could like really say, did the cat get, you know what I mean? You know, that would be
Yes,
cool.
I know.
You
I
can't
know.
steal things, but I wouldn't be surprised if something like that
Oh,
happens anyway.
cat got your tongue, type thing.
God, the puns are not over with. Weapons and armor and spells can be mixed and matched to create the perfect combinations for your playstyle. The world of Fumlingard is littered with interesting places and people. Discover a possessed town whose residents lust for obscene amounts of meat. God, angry. Assist the mages Moolin and Meowgin in the search to break a magic seal and locate someone's missing livery of House of Parchments and Pouncing the Dead. Exploration is one of the main scratching posts of Cat Quest. And with locations such as Bermuda's, Bermialda's Triangle, and the Forbidden Fields, and Pot City to explore, it's time to get pawing. Experience
Exactly.
an enchanting orchestral score inspired by classic
Hey,
RPGs. Last
Brakeman,
fucking paragraph.
Brakeman,
Fuck. Fuck.
would you, Brakeman, would you prefer to go to the next story?
I quit. I'm done. Can't take it anymore.
I've finally broken the break, man. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu, not Gepatsu. Shin Megami Tensei Synchronicity Prologue side scroller for PC released as free download. Let's see if we get any more
This is that
points
fake
from
game we talked about last week.
that.
It's no longer a fake game.
It's no longer. It's in the Strange Journey free download for the PC. Yada yada yada. We talked about that cat game before, by the way. But finally we got dated. But and now we have
Well, I played
this.
the PC version, which has been out for a while. We got a review up on VOG Network.
There you go. All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is about a fan-translated game. Far East of Eden Zero fan translation is finally complete. And a group of ROM hacking it dot fans, or yeah, .NET fans, has accomplished an incredible task. Far East Eden of Zero, a massive SNES RPG, rather Super Famicom, because it was never brought to the US. So don't call it SNES, please. But it's receiving an English fan translation patch. Will be released to the public on October 22nd, this year. And one of the members involved in the project revealed the distribution date on Twitter. But it's a spin-off of the Far East of Eden series, which is called Tengai Mankyo. But and you might recognize the game because one of the games we got was a fighting game spin-off, which was actually released on the Neo Geo CD and the arcades. So you might have played that one.
I hope they do a perfect
Kabuki Clash. Oh,
translation.
sorry.
I hope they do a perfect translation of it. Anyways.
Yeah,
I'm
not like NISA's treatment of Issei, no.
don't
But
do that.
this game's notorious for being incredibly hard to hack because of the way it was coded. Not to mention that the game used special mappers to do things that otherwise couldn't have been done on the SNES, so it was hard to emulate in the first place.
All right. All right, so we're getting a translation for this game. Yippity-doo. Next story, Breakman.
I don't think I can read it. It's sending off my alarm here. Oh, wait, no. I think I can do it. It's setting off my antivirus alarm, though. Coming to us live from Siliconera. It must be a pop-up on this fucking page somewhere. How to Fool a Liar King navigates politics between cat people and untrustworthy monarchs. Don't start, Frank! And untrustworthy monarchs. How to Fool a Liar King drops Regina, the protagonist in another kingdom, leaving her to fend for herself when she gets caught up in a journey with an untrustworthy monarch. How to Fool a Liar King, which I love that title, sequel to How to Take Off Your Mask, I don't love that title, puts players in a world where two kingdoms were having difficult relations. Irulia, the kingdom of humans, can't seem to get along with Lars, the kingdom of cat people. Meanwhile, Regina is from a country outside of Irulia, Ozwa, because why not make up more fucking weird-ass names, which is known for its martial arts, but somehow finds herself magically transported to Irulia.
Do you know...
I'm sure I'm pronouncing this horribly wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Stuck there, she ends up following Julie, ruler of Irulia, on his journey to talk with the... I thought it was going to be a woman, you know, Julie. Talk with the cat people. Along the way, she'll observe Julie's slippery nature and his interactions with her and other people, and players will
it
have
might
to decide.
Be Yuli.
Yuli? Yeah. That's Juli, whatever.
Yeah,
can trust
it might
the man.
Be, like, pronounced like Spanish.
I mean, well, I've heard plenty of guys who have names like Sharon and Stacy, stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Men are not developing a relationship with him over the course of their travels together. While exploring the possible relationship, players may also find a reason why they suddenly appeared in a different country.
You know why this game is popular, Breakman?
Mm.
It's got a lot of cat fighting in it. Get it? Cat fighting. It's a cat game.
Oh, he hung up again.
He hung up. I hung up on him. Or he hung up on himself. he couldn't take anymore. All right, next story, Eric.
It's like we're getting back at him for not having done a Japanese
I know.
Pronunciation.
All right, we got Breakman back. Yes, you're back, Breakman. At least your name is not Catman, you know. So, all right, next story.
More like Sick of Cats, Man.
Is your fur ruffled? Breakman. He's like,
Frank's jokes are worse than dad jokes because he is such so much.
Well,
older
he is
than
dad, so he
dad.
So they are dad jokes.
Well, but according to Freak, because he is so much older than everyone's dad. Yeah,
no,
that's a good point.
That's true. That's true. Hey, you know what do they call those people? It's women, and they have cat ladies. That's what they call them. All right, Eric. Next story, please.
Next story is from Silly String Era, and it's about a game called Moonlighter, which is heading to Nintendo Switch. Another indie game has been confirmed for the Switch, which is an action RPG with roguelike and shopkeeping simulation elements. And it was it passed its Kickstarter goal, but I guess the Switch version was a stretch goal, so now it's coming to Switch.
Looks like
it's coming to our PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and of course the Switch version.
It reminds me a little of one of the Legend of Zelda games in a way. Which one am I thinking of? It's not the train one. It's not Minish. Maybe Minish Cap. Maybe Minish Cap. Yeah, maybe the original Zelda.
It does kind of look like Minish Cap, though.
Yeah, sort of. At least it doesn't look like that cat game we were talking about, but it looks good. I'm down. What about you, Eric? You down to play a little Moonlighter?
Sounds feel like it could be fun.
Yeah. Not as fun as like you know, kneading like a cat, but you know, it looks
playing funny. With yarn.
Yeah, playing with yarn.
Don't you get in on this?
All right, Breakman. I'm sorry, man. I'll stop.
No. You're not sorry. We're not falling for that one.
I'm not really sorry, but last story, Breakman. Last story.
Coming
Cat.
To us live from Silicon Era. I'm just gonna keep talking. Classic tactical RPG. Ah, you fucker. Kisua Luga, the second.
Kiso Luga. Loga.
Kiso Loga. To release as part of Project Egg emulation service for PC. The game that Eric just said, a Japan-only title originally released on PC Engine, is now available for sale through emulation. It costs 500 yen and is released part of Project Egg, which stands for Engrossing Game Gallery.
I wonder if it'll get localized.
They wanted to name it Kisaluga 2 Cat People, but they didn't. They couldn't get
Cat Scratch Fever.
Yeah, this game is a tactical RPG to play similar to Fire Emblem, with permadeath and weight count as preset features. The gameplay takes place in a grid-based map with specific objectives, but unlike Fire Emblem, features a grid-based battle system as well. Okay.
And
story is set 4 years after the first game, where a new country-wielding Magitek Grosvale has once again plunged the world into chaos. The protagonist, Whis, is called upon once again to save the world by defeating Grosvale.
Yeah.
Project Egg, owned by D4, I'm just going to keep talking every time Frank says something, is an emulation service that takes games from legacy consoles such as MSX, X68000. I've never heard of X68000.
It's a Sharp X68K.
Oh, okay. I guess I've never seen it like that then. And released them as cheap price. It has been going on since 2001.
Yeah.
Kisaluga 2 is currently available for PC. And read more stories with I'll start reading how dare ads you. And stuff, Frank.
How dare you? And
I'm gonna read the message board, Frank.
That's it for news though.
And meow, we're finally done with the news. So, you know. It's just we're done. We're done with the news. What can I say? We're done with the news. I can't believe we did the news that fast. We had like cat like reflexes when we.
I know the name of the title of this episode is going to be the Mad Catter.
All right, that's the news. Let's see. No homie discounts. Any Twitter questions, Break?
No. Unless there's something new since I looked earlier.
Freak Five said
double
check, something.
But I haven't seen anything. Nothing.
Didn't Freak Five have one that you were going to do today or something? Or I don't know. I thought Freak Five had something in there, but all right.
Well, we had the Would You Rather, but I was waiting for. Oh, no, we did that one. I was waiting for Mug, but
yeah, we already did that. Yeah,
did that. Yeah, that's all staring or all something right. else. All
right, Capman. Breakman. What have you been playing?
Not much. I've been busy this week, mostly just playing on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Plans for Zombies and Record Keeper. But,
yeah. You know, same thing with me. I did a little bit of MPQ. I got 100% on Stranger Things, which I believe I said last week. I'm waiting for the new character to come out when Stranger Things Season 2 comes out. So, yeah. It's a fun little game.
This Sunday, isn't it? Or is that next Sunday?
Yeah, it's coming up real soon. I think it's the 27th, whenever the 27th.
Okay, it's next.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
Just a little bit more Color X Malice. Mystic Bell, I played and beat that over like the weekend. And that's a Metroidvania where you play as a witch, and it's a very simple game. It's also very short. But, It's inflated by making you do a bunch of fetch quest related stuff, and that's the game's only weakness. Yeah. But other than that, I've been playing another Metroidvania by WayForward. Both of them are actually published by WayForward, but I think WayForward actually made this one. But The Mummy Demastered, which is a 2D Metroidvania adaptation of the terrible movie that Tom Cruise was in this summer. Mm. Which is a much better experience than that movie probably is.
I saw The Mummy. Matter of fact, I'll do a review today.
I should probably watch the movie just to talk about how awful it is in the review.
Yeah. Well, I'll do a review of The Mummy when we get there. Anything else, Eric?
I got a car. That's playing the getting car game, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I might as well do my quick little. I finally saw that movie last week. I meant to mention it last week, but not very good. I was not impressed with The Mummy, and it's a shame too because I was at Best Buy the other day and I was looking at all those classics like The Creature from the Black Lagoon, Wolfman. Other than Wolfman, I don't think there's been a real good proper Universal monster remake.
I like the
I don't think
Inspiration
that should have
Mommy.
respect for
Wait, hold
itself
on,
because
Eric.
he played Shadow of War.
Hold on, Eric. What were you saying, Break?
I like the Burned Inspiration Mommy.
I did too. I thought it was fun, but
I liked it a lot. I thought it was more than fun. Like, I thought it was a pretty damn entertaining movie.
it was an entertaining movie, but The Mummy was like really scary, like when it came out. People were really like all those movies, like Dracula, Frankenstein. I
No,
know.
but the times it was so, yeah, the Broom Fraser movie was a lot of fun. Like at times, those old movies they scared people back then,
Yeah,
but
no, I understand. They're not
like
scary
just think
now.
about when you saw them as like a little kid. Like I saw those black and white movies when I was like 4 or 5, and they weren't scary to me as a toddler, you
Yeah,
know?
no, I
So
understand that,
it's really
Blake.
hard to be scary.
But you
Oh yeah.
know,
Hey,
like,
should I review Turtles 2012 series because the series is over now? I mean,
I guess.
there's literally only one thing left, and like, other than that's it.
Well, I guess, Eric, but let me finish my thought here. I understand what you're saying, Break, but I just think like Wolfman did it right, the one with Benicio del Toro. It was gritty and scary and Victorian. It had that aesthetic, and I wish they could do that with the other properties. The Mummy was an awful example how to do a remake. It had
The
no.
previews look terrible.
Oh
Like
God,
there,
it.
I have no inclination to ever see that
I
movie.
rented it.
Do you think they'll fuck up Dracula and
They
Creature
already
from the
did.
Black Lagoon?
They already fucked up
Yes.
Dracula. They already did.
When did they?
Dracula's been
Fucked up so many
no 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 no.
times.
They already fucked it up with Dracula Untold. And
Oh,
that
so that
was,
was it. I didn't
yeah.
know Universal did that one.
I don't think you can do these movies justice with a
I didn't know there
PG-13.
was a Wolfman, though.
Hang on. I don't think you can do these movies justice with a PG-13 movie. I think you need to go all in on R-rated remakes like they did with
See,
Wolfman.
I don't know about that because to get an R rating, usually it's about the language and like if there's nudity. It's not based on like on violence as much.
No, if you look at the Wolfman, it was based on violence because I don't even think I heard one bad word in that whole
Oh, really?
movie. Yeah.
Okay. Well, every once in a while there or something like that, but for the most part,
Yeah.
you know,
I think you got to
a
go.
movie's R-rated just because it says the F word a lot.
I think you gotta go all in on these movies, and they did not on The Mummy. I'm hoping for better things with Dr. Jekyll, Bride of Frankenstein. I heard they're having some trouble finding an actress for that, which is stupid. Pick Angelina Jolie, pay her what she wants, and you'll have a
Wait,
good
did they already
movie.
just do Frankenstein?
No, they did not. They
I
need.
didn't know Dr. Jekyll was a universal monster.
Yeah. Well, they're making it a universal monster. They need.
No,
They.
it's like all the old like classic monsters,
Yeah.
Mummy, Frankenstein's
I.
monster,
And
Creature from the Black Lagoon, stuff like that.
I
So any of
actually.
those like old ones you can think of?
Yeah. They're doing hopefully a good version of the Creature from Black Lagoon. And one more. It was. Holy fuck, what was the other one that I'm thinking of that they're doing that I'm kind of excited, but if you do, you kind of hamper, if you're doing a horror movie, you kind of hamper yourself with a PG-13 rating. There have been several examples where I'm like, why even do this movie? It's like they did good with Logan. Logan was a gritty R, hard R violent movie because that's fucking Wolverine. That's what he does. He digs his claws into as many people as possible. So I think oh, I know the other one, the Invisible Man. And I think they got the casting right with that. Johnny Depp, I think, is playing the
Didn't they already
Invisible
kind
Man.
of do that with Hollow Man, though?
Yeah, they did, and I like
Hollow Man
Hollow.
was terrible.
Or
I like
was Hollow Man even Universal or what?
No, it wasn't Universal, but I liked Hollow Man. I didn't like the second
Ugh,
part.
I don't know. I hated Hollow Man. Even Kevin Bacon couldn't save Hollow Man for me. Just was bad.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think it was great, but they gotta do a good version of the Mummy.
Speaking of Universal monster movies, and why I brought Turtles up in the first place, and I forgot to mention it, but they did a Universal Monsters like series of episodes, and that's over now. And I can't tell you how lame that was. It's like, did they even really need to do this? It's like the only cool monster was Dracula, but even he was goofy because he's the old school Dracula from the Universal film. And it looks goofy and stupid. Mm-hmm.
They obviously can't do a Dracula movie in the vein of Bela Lugosi. I mean, it's just not possible. But, you know, that Dracula Untold movie was fucking awful. They totally neutered that movie with the PG-13 rating.
I think it's also hard to top Coppola's film.
You mean the Dracula with Gary Oldman?
Stoker's Dracula?
Oh god, yeah. That was such a good movie.
That was good, yeah.
Yeah, I want to get that in 4K. It's going to be probably the first movie I watch in 4K when I get a chance. But
Dracula's
yeah.
been bastardized so many times. Remember the TV show Dracula?
I do remember that. They had some good Draculas. Bela Lugosi,
They picked the right guy to be Dracula. He was the only good part about the show. Everything else in the show was absolutely terrible.
Yeah. I like Bela Lugosi's portrayal. If you go back even further, what was it? Nosferatu, which I think is a fucking masterpiece movie. But it's, you know, a silent movie, and it's definitely dated. Let's see, what else? Obviously Gary Oldman did a really good version of Dracula. I haven't seen very many people take on that mantle. Wasn't it Peter Cushing that did Dracula? And then,
Christopher Lee also do Dracula?
Frank Langella did a good Dracula.
Didn't Christopher Lee do every horror monster ever?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, man. He's fucking awesome. So anyways, continue on, Eric. You have a review?
Freaks, like, they chose the wrong person to be Frank, but the rest of the show is awesome.
How dare you? How dare you, Freak Five? I'm gonna replace you as a chatter, son of a bitch. Exiled! All right.
He was agreeing with you on the Christopher Lee. Christopher Lee was Mr. Dracula.
Yep.
I don't remember Mr. Dracula.
He just means like they always used him as Dracula. It's like,
anybody remember?
Like, here's Dracula. Like, we need to do a Dracula film. Christopher Lee. Yeah. Hey.
Anybody remember Frank Langella as Dracula? I remember that. You guys don't. Fuck you guys. No. You guys suck. Freak Five Exile. All right. Any other reviews, Eric?
There was an action movie called.
I think
Mr.
Young
Dracula
Frankenstein played in theaters recently.
Oh God, that's a good movie, man.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Are you done with the reviews, Eric, or you want to continue on?
What do you mean reviews?
Yeah, we're doing reviews, dude.
We're just on what we've been playing.
Okay. Yeah, we're on reviews. I did the Mummy. I give the Mummy a.
I got Fate Stay Night. And
2 out of 10 for Mummy.
the run away from the Mummy.
Yeah, run away from the movie, not the Mummy. But go ahead.
Okay, so I decided to finish my viewing of Fate Zero, and then I started Fate Stay Night and finished that. Pretty much that's all I mean, I didn't. It does look like I played a couple games this week, but I mainly just did that this week. But Fate Zero is a prequel to Fate Stay Night, which is an anime adaptation based on the visual novel, which was originally an eroge. But for whatever reason, we haven't actually got the visual novel in English, either the LIH version or the eroge. But it's about this struggle for this. For the Holy Grail, which is apparently a wish-granting device. I say apparently because you find out later that it's kind of a sham. But basically, the mages that are fighting each other for it can summon familiars called servants, and they have abilities called Noble Phantasms, which are a reflection of their most powerful abilities. And basically, I don't want to get into the intricacies of how the master-servant relationship works, but basically, the masters can use these things called command seals to keep them in line if they're being unruly. And they only get like a certain amount of them unless they steal the magic circuits from other mages, and then they can get more. But otherwise, they're stuck with three. But Fate Zero is about the events that take place before Fate's Day Night. But it does not have a visual novel adaptation. It's purely an anime creation that they created to illuminate some of the backstory, because the original Fate's Day Night, I should have put Unlimited Blade Works, because that's the one I watched. The original Fate's Day Night was not as accurate to the original visual novels, which is why they did Unlimited Blade Works. But you could still watch it and enjoy it, but you'd have to consider it as kind of like an alternate take on the Saber route, because this one's more like follows the Rune Mountain plus the True Route. But it's a really cool show. There's a lot of twisted shit in there, and if you like action and I guess you can call it politics, because the politics of the mage world does come somewhat into play. Like,
Does
not actual politics, but how they like deal with each other, Game of Thrones style.
the politics of dancing come up in this
No.
game? Oh, damn. All right.
Unless you count fighting like dancing.
Oh, okay.
But
Well.
anyways, I'm gonna give Fate Zero let's see. I'm gonna give it an 8. Fate Stay Night, 8.5,
All right.
because it's a much better interpretation of the original story.
Right.
But so at least if we never get the visual novel, you'll have a show to watch. But it does leave some things out, because like there's even though the first two episodes are about 45 minutes long, the remainder of the episodes are 23. And there's like 26 episodes, including those two ones I just mentioned, which are about the length of four. So technically, there's 30 episodes. But it's a, I mean, even with all that, there's still some stuff that probably got left out. Like, I played a little bit of the fan translation of the original Fate Stay Night visual novel, and you get to learn a little bit more about Rin's thoughts on what it's like to be a mage in the modern era. But
I'm
if
not.
you want to watch it, you can watch it on Netflix, and you can watch it dubbed. But if the one thing I don't like about Netflix is how they handle their subtitles most of the time. The subtitles are actually for the Japanese script, and not the English for the hearing impaired. So you can't select the two, and that's always been a problem I've had with Netflix's ability to use subtitles. But it was I did turn the subtitles on, and I could tell that it was different, because the script was not being followed on the English voice acting. But then there's a lot of like rookie mistakes. It's like this reads more like a fan translation than an official translation.
I just figured out Breakman's favorite band, by the way, the Psychedelic Furs.
And Fate Zero is also on Netflix, but if you want to watch it subtitled with probably better subtitles, you can watch it on Crunchyroll as well.
All right. So 8.5, and what was the other score?
Eight
Eight and eight
for
and a half.
Fate Zero and 8.5 for Fate Stay Night.
Cool. Right on.
Unlimited Blade Works. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
All right. Any final
In fact,
words?
I don't think the original show is on Netflix streaming. It's just Unlimited Blade Works.
All right. my
There is
judgment.
an Unlimited Blade Works film, but it tries to condense that entire plot into like a near 3-hour movie, so that's probably not worth it's unadvisable to do that one.
Got plenty more of where that came from, Break, just to let you know. Plenty, plenty.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just gonna keep making fun of you in chat.
Be careful, you might hurt yourself and die and use up one of your lives, Breakman. You know, just saying. You only have 9.
All right. Freak actually agrees with me. He's like, why didn't you use the Pussycat dolls? Like, we know that one. Instead of using these imaginary made-up bands you had to go look for.
Oh, my God. You guys don't know Psychedelic Furs? Really? You guys...
Oh, or maybe Josie and the Pussycats. That's...
Yeah. Just Love My Way, man. Come on. You don't know the Psychedelic Furs? How dare you?
Okay, I have heard that song.
Yeah, it's good. I like that song. Josie and the Pussycats. Yeah.
No, I just said I heard of it. I didn't say it was good.
Oh, it's good. It is good. Matter of fact. It's like an old 80s, in the vein of The Cure and all those old Depeche Mode and all that. But
yeah, I could definitely use a Cure for that song.
All right. Let's move on to our Stinkos, Breakman. Your Stinko.
Oh, my Stinko. Actually, I got a news article I wanted to read. I don't want to read all of it because it's actually kind of long, but... I'll try and edit it as I go so I don't have to read all of it. But this is from The Guardian, which is a heavily left-leaning news organization. I usually don't read, or I usually don't use their stories as news. I mean, I don't mean like that. I mean, I wouldn't usually I don't usually talk about them on the show. I don't mean they're not news. I read them as news. That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
Can I just start over? This one's coming to us from The Guardian.
go ahead, man.
Sorry, Guardian. I'm just stupid. This is basically kind of sums up what's wrong with our government.
Oh, boy.
One of the things that's heavily wrong with our government and how Big Pharma's money and its politicians feed the U.S. opioid epidemic.
Oh.
And it's just something that's not going to change. I don't see how it can change.
I know how it can.
I mean,
I know how it can.
Well, let me read.
Whoa, Eric. All right, go ahead.
Okay, this is by Chris McGreal. He writes, Donald Trump was not wrong. Hours before his nominee for drug czar withdrew from consideration over his part in a law limiting the Drug Enforcement Administration's Enforcement Administration's ability to crack down on pharmaceutical distributors feeding the U.S.'s opioid epidemic. The president took a shot at the influence of drug companies over Congress. Mm-hmm. And this is coming from President Trump.
Yeah.
They contribute massive amounts of money to political people.
Yeah.
He said, standing next to Mitch McConnell, who is the Senate Majority Leader.
Yeah.
He says, I don't know, Mitch, maybe even you.
Yeah.
Which, for the first time, I think ever, I 100% agree with Trump.
Yeah. Yep.
On that statement. But let me keep continue here. Yeah. Trump was right on both counts. Pharmaceutical companies spend far more than any other industry to influence politicians.
Yeah.
Drug makers have poured close to $2.5 billion into lobbying and funding members of Congress over the past decade.
Yeah, and you know what they get in return for that, Breakman? They get trillions in return. So if they donate $1,000, they're going to get back $10,000. If they donate $10,000, they're going to get back $100,000. If they donate,
but they're getting that back in sales.
Oh yeah,
but I'll get to that. Like it's. You know, there's not part of that. Hundreds of thousands of dollars have gone to McConnell, although he is hardly alone. And here is why I don't think anything is ever going to change.
Yeah.
He is hardly alone. 9 out of 10 members of the House of Representatives, and I think he means 9 out of 10, like, is in 90%.
Yep.
And all but 3. Three. Just 3. The number fucking 3.
Yeah.
Of the 100 senators have taken campaign contributions from pharmaceutical companies seeking to affect legislation on everything from the cost of drugs, which is what you were talking about, the trillions of
Obama
dollars
was in on that
spent.
shit too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. This is most of the government.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, cost of drugs to how new medicines are approved.
Yeah.
Trump's nominee for drugs are. I'm just gonna skip ahead on that one. We all know what happened with him.
Yeah.
But for Congress, the process was nothing. And hundreds of millions of dollars flow to lobbyists and politicians on Capitol Hill each year to shape laws and policies to keep drug companies' profits growing.
Yeah.
The pharmaceutical industry, which is about two lobbyists for every member of Congress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you just love how they pretend like there's a problem with drugs, they have a war on it, but they're profiting off of it?
Oh, dude, don't get me started.
They're probably keeping it going,
and
then they act like there's a solution to the problem that they create.
It's all about money.
Let's let break finish.
So they're willing to waste money on a war that they don't actually intend to fight.
That's actually something different, though. You're talking – like the war on drugs is talking about like cocaine and marijuana and stuff like this. This is talking about the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, let's finish this up.
Not just opioids, but everything else, like the EpiPen, which is a part of the story, and I'll get to it.
Yeah.
They spent $152 million on influencing legislation in 2016. In 1 year, they spent $152 million lobbying.
Yeah.
$152 million giving money to our politicians.
Yeah.
Drug companies also contributed more than $20 million directly to political campaigns last year.
Yeah.
About 60% of that went to House Republicans.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan being the number one beneficiary, he made 228.
Yeah.
But that means also 40% went to Democrats. So this isn't
right. No, this
isn't one-sided in any way.
Right.
This is both parties are being paid off by pharmaceutical companies, where the companies get rich, the politicians get rich, the American people suffer,
yeah.
especially the unfortunate and sick.
Yeah.
And I added that. That was not written
no,
here.
No, you're absolutely
the
right.
The impact of so many drug companies' money coursing through the veins of Congress is often incremental or largely unseen by the American public, yes, which is why I'm reading all of this right now, such as the industry's effort to block competitors in India from making generic versions of HIV,
mm-hmm.
AIDS medicines.
Yep.
They're blocking
yep.
a company from
yep.
saving people's lives.
Yep, yep. Yep,
but that's just in India. That's not to get
yeah.
into what they're doing in America. The block saving
yeah.
lives.
Is it time
yeah.
for a revolt?
it's getting to that point.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, instead of going after just the government officials,
me,
I think we'll need to go after the corporations.
I've made this point several times on this show before, even years and years ago.
In fact, we'd probably be better off just
Eric.
Taking out the corporations.
No,
there's still more I want to read.
Okay,
I mean, there's
when you're done,
break.
I got something on this, but go ahead.
Well, you usually forget. So what were you gonna say?
What I was gonna say is I've been saying it for years on this show that the biggest problem with American politics, and this is no joke, it's money in politics. If you get the
yep.
money out of politics, then people can vote their conscience and not. Their donors' wishes, all right? Companies, I argue with people this all the time. Companies are not people. Even though legally they have all the protections of a person, they are not people. And the time is right fucking now to get every single...
See, the thing is, though, if you say, like, you can't... Corporations can't do it, then the
no.
owners of the
no,
corporations
no, no.
will just do it with their own money.
No,
so
no,
like
no.
you just have to take money out, period.
Yeah, this is
it,
what
it
I'm
can't
saying.
Be just from corporations, it has to be from private donors.
Okay,
too.
Hold on. I would agree with you, but you do need money for running campaigns, right? It's
right.
Not,
and
not
that should
cheap.
Be that should
hold
be
on.
Something that I guess taxpayer dollars should pay for it, an even amount spent on both candidates
no,
or all candidates.
No. Okay, that's fine. I'm okay. I'm on board with that. But if you want to have donors, private donors, all right, but small contributions, like the max you could spend is $27, all right?
Okay, that's fair too.
If,
I like that. Like
if you,
like $100 maximum.
Yeah, something like that. That way, if a corporation does still want to participate, all they could donate is $100. Their $100 means just as much as mine or yours, Brakeman, or anybody else on the street, right? So then the donations mean something. And you don't know – the politicians cannot know who their donors are. That in itself would take care of major problems in this country. We could finally get these fucking establishment – people out of
Washington. Because if you don't know who your donors are, you can't do favors for them.
We get rid of all these fucking people that have been in Congress forever, like Feinstein and Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and all these fucking, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. 90% of them we can purge and get you know, get rid of the riffraff and start making things fucking happen for the people of this country instead of the fucking corporations and banks and pharmaceutical companies, et cetera, et cetera.
And there's something I wanted to get to after this story, but names need to start being – we need to start naming people. We need to have names attached to what's going on for not just this but a lot of other things like – and I was gonna say like the rape culture of Hollywood. Like I've seen like a few people and or a few other women come out and saying like they were raped by other people.
But
they don't want to mention their names. Like you've got to mention their names.
Yeah. Well, we've known about this for years.
We can't stop protecting. You got to stop it. You have to mention their names.
Tarantino can't fess up to knowing and not doing anything about it.
Tarantino's a nasty fucker, man. I've got some stories about him.
But I give him credit, like Eric says. That's hard to come out and admit that you've been wrong, you know?
Yeah.
He's
a coward. He chose his career over the right thing.
And he knows it, but it's got to be even harder to come out and say it, you know, especially publicly.
I actually think that he was he's part of the problem. I think you're going to see more about Quentin.
And that's why names have to be. And that's why I was going to say more. Like people need to start naming them. Like if somebody, and I know it's hard to do, but if you are somebody who has a platform, like you're a Hollywood actress,
then you got to start.
I'm sorry, Hollywood actor. You know, I don't want to like gender discrimination. I like how Hollywood's basically gotten rid of the word actress and it's just everybody's an actor.
Let's bring it back to
I want to get back to this article. But we need to start naming these people, and that's which I want more articles to come out and say, this is Mitch McConnell got this much money.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see that kind of stuff from these companies. Like, oh, and then he voted for let's get back to it.
It doesn't work, Brakeman, because we've seen it time and time again. It's no secret how much money these people make. That's not the first article to come out on it, Brakeman.
I think he's just saying he wants it to be the norm rather than.
Yeah. Oh, look. I want it out front as opposed to people having to go and look for it.
I think,
I want when you go into a voting poll.
Yep. Yep.
Like when you go into a voting poll, there is nothing around. You know, nothing was on the walls. There are signs saying "Go back here to vote." I want things about what you're voting for up on the walls. I want things about who the candidates you're voting for are on the walls.
They probably don't do that because they probably it's probably considered like leading your voters.
Yeah, no, I imagine that's. Yeah. I imagine plenty of politicians have made sure that can't happen.
This information is free information that anybody can get, Brakeman. But it's been known for years. All right, the people that control politics and basically everything are the donors. All right, the Koch brothers.
But I'm saying I want this information to get out. I want the general public, the voters,
honestly,
and they're not. They honestly aren't.
Even if it was Brakeman, I don't think it would make a big difference because people still vote for these asshats, dude.
I think it won't for the people who are set in their ways, but I'm thinking hopefully for the younger generation, the people who are still. You know, the people who are 18 years old or they're in their young 20s, the people who can still think, maybe, for themselves.
Honestly,
as opposed to people who are in their 60s and they've always voted Republican and no matter what, they're always going to vote Republican.
I know, and they hate young people, so they vote against their best interests.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Already we are seeing the millennials starting to vote and vote big, right? They outnumber everything. All right. Millennials are the future of the country. I know like these old Republican and Democrat senators don't want to hear it, but millennials are the future of this fucking country. They're not as lazy as what everybody makes them out to be. They are politically active. The problem is always the money. It's always the money. If you get the
money. Oh, I know. I know it is. These politicians, like I said, I know they've – a lot of these politicians, I'm not sure if it's the modern – but I'm sure it was done years before I was born. But they fought to make sure that there was nothing like what I'd want there. There's nothing because, like you said, it could be that could be centered in influencing, you know.
And
Dungeon Buster in chat says the general public can Google the info. It's all out there, but the reality is most people just shrug and see nothing that they can do to fix it. It's like
they need more information on what they can do.
Dungeon Buster's on.
It's like asking people to boycott the next Call of Duty because they don't like multiplayer, but Activision will still be laughing its way to the bank at the end of the day.
Yeah, I agree.
True, but change doesn't always happen overnight.
Look, you know, I'm saying
maybe start somewhere.
Well,
at least.
Okay. Look, you just said something, Breakman, that a lot of people fall into. Okay, it's small change, right? I'm tired of small changes. All right, I don't want small changes anymore. I want the fucking money out of politics so people can vote the right way. You see what happens when somebody...
Hold on, Frank. This is a hard war to fight.
Let me finish real quick. Look, we see what happens when somebody is lifted of those ever-hanging donors that are in their ear. Look at what John McCain has done the past year, all right? When he knows he's not going to be up for re-election... He starts to vote things the right way. You see what I'm saying? He's not indebted to his fucking donors. He could care less what they say now because he's got all the money.
It's like a president in his second term. When they get to their second term, they do whatever the hell they want.
Right.
Because
as
long as they've got like the backers, they do what the hell ever they want.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like if we can get these people out of these politicians' ears, we won't have – as many problems as we're still going to have problems.
I want those people out too. Like we need to like fresh start, sweep them all the fuck out, you know?
And you know
like,
what?
I love like the term drain the swamp.
Yeah.
Even though none of them actually mean it, but I love that term. Like that's what I want to happen. I want the swamp of Congress to be drained, which means every fucking one of them and start over.
You know, it's a shame that we were sad.
Well, I shouldn't say every one of them. What is it? 90%, as I said.
90%,
dude. 90% of them need to go.
Yeah,
because we know at least, and we should check the other 10% to see who they're bottom base.
Okay. Check this out, Breakman. This heartens me to a certain extent because you brought up something that is kind of a personal goal of mine. I want in my lifetime to see money out of politics. There's a pack out there that, oddly enough, they take money, but what they're trying to do is they're trying to get money out of politics. So those big donations that you see, you know, 10,000, 100,000, a million, whatever the donation amounts are, you're not going to see that anymore. And it takes an amendment. And there are already, I think, 8 states. But I think if you go to wolf-pack.com, it's the
wolf. It's a wolf.
Whatever. you go there and you get involved and you get your state. If we can get, I think it's 30 states, we can actually get an amendment to the Constitution to get money out of politics. That's the whole fucking game right there. If you can get the donations from, pharmaceutical companies and banks and all these, you know, then the lawmakers will not have pressure from those groups and they will vote right every time. I bet
money has to be taken out of politics. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Check this out. I bet you one of those senators that you mentioned was Bernie Sanders. Can you imagine how different this country would be right now with Bernie Sanders as president as opposed to Donald Trump, Breakman? I mean, I can't tell you how different it would have been. And he got screwed out of that primary. And the DNC just now purged all the Bernie backers. So guess what? In 2020, nobody's got a shot but whoever the Democratic National Committee wants.
I know it's probably not going to be Hillary Clinton, but it's going to be somebody like
it's going
like
to be Hillary Joe Biden, Clinton. Which is just more Obama, more Hillary Clinton, more bullshit. So or check this out.
Yeah,
It
the people that everything's going great, everyone's making money. No, the rich are still making money. The economy's doing great because the rich are out there spending their money, you know?
the
The, like
banks and the
the stock market's
pharmaceutical
doing
companies.
awesome.
And let me,
Like,
as a
no,
quick
that's not
addition,
the country doing well.
as a
It's
quick
you.
addition to your commentary on that story, Breakman, there was a new story, and this is why this is such a huge deal. West Virginia, I believe, has the highest opioid addiction rates in the country, and this company just sent a massive a shipment of opioids to West Virginia. It's a Miami-based company. And that's a huge issue. We have a huge issue with opioids in this country, and the biggest cartels in the country are pharmaceutical companies. And
Maybe this is how we can get rid of Donald Trump. You just get him hopped up on drugs, and I'll be so unable to function as president, they'll have to get
he
rid of him.
probably would
No,
function better.
he's all about clean eating and clean living. Like he survives on like Taco Bell and Oreos.
Well, I know Taco Bell and Oreos.
Let me read the
All
rest of
right,
the
go for it,
story.
man.
Trump was vocal in his criticism of what he said were pharmaceutical manufacturers getting away with murder, and he again is right by charging much higher prices in the U.S. than other countries. That is the result of a 2003 law in effect written by an industry preventing the federal government from seeking bids for the manufacture of drugs and medical devices, a process used in other areas such as defense spending. Instead, the pharmaceutical countries can charge whatever price they want for drugs bought for the publicly run Medicare and Medicaid programs, and the federal government has no choice but to pay it because of the laws that they wrote.
Yeah. You know who's a
Excuse me. Meanwhile, the drug companies say that to allow foreign imports would endanger the quality and safety of medicines in the U.S.
Yeah.
But that justification has been widely scorned in face of escalating and sometimes opportunistic pricing, such as the surge in the price of EpiPen antidotes to allergic reactions last year to $600.
Yep.
EpiPen, which is
Yep.
a it's a need for the people who need EpiPen. It's need.
Yeah.
They will
Yeah.
die without the fucking EpiPen. It's now $600.
I have EpiPens. And I know firsthand the cost of that fucking bullshit. So,
That's totally bullshit, man.
it it's crazy,
Yeah.
man. And by the way, one of the people that they're kind of floating around to become the next president or the next candidate from the Democrat side is Cory Booker. Cory Booker has taken thousands
Ugh.
and thousands and thousands of dollars from pharmaceutical companies. So guess what who's he's on the side of?
Yeah.
It ain't us. It ain't us.
The
It's
yeah, no. The relatively small number of members of Congress who led the charge against the epidemic years before it became a significant p political issue have struggled to push through legislation. Representatives Hal Rogers and Mary Bono, and I wanted to read their names because I'm fighting this,
Yep.
saw repeated efforts to pass laws curbing the mass prescribing of opioid painkillers fail amid concerted campaigns by the drug makers. Rogers and Bono.
Money is kind of a drug.
Yeah, Rogers and Bono founded a congressional caucus on prescription drug abuse in 2010 and proposed several pieces of legislation over a number of years. Bono was alerted to the opioid crisis after Cheshire, her son, with the late singer Sonny Bono, became addicted. Said there was a false but effective campaign by companies profiting from the epidemic to portray any attempt to rein in mass prescribing of painkillers as depriving millions of pain legitimate treatment for chronic pain. She's got some comments, but I'm going to skip past that. Well, here, I'll just go ahead and read. We were getting tremendous pushback from the industry. It was a massive, well-organized effort, she said. Of course, we felt it maybe indirectly at times. We didn't have anything as awful, a lot of, we didn't have an awful lot of people lining up to help us. Yeah. Because there's only 10% of you that are fighting it in the House,
Even less than that.
and only a,
Yeah.
what was that, 3%? Yeah, only 3% of senators,
Yeah.
which for people who don't know, there are only 100 senators, so only three fucking people.
Yeah, I think Bernie Sanders is one. He doesn't
I hope so.
accept
Some of the
it.
pressure came through industry-funded groups such as Pain Care Forum, which spent $740 million over a decade lobbying in Washington and state legislature against limits on opioid prescribing and similar issues. Among those who received political contributions from the group were Senator Orrin Hatch, who took $360,000. Then the senator, and here's how he repaid them, the senator introduced legislation intended to head off one of the bills put forward by Rogers and Bono, because he was paid to do it, by proposing a federal study of pain treatment. Hatch, who is running for Senate again in 2018, even though he previously said he would not, is a recipient of the most political donations from the pharmaceutical industry so far this year. He has over 200,000. Bono said the American Medical Association was instrumental in blocking another law, the Ryan Cruden Act, to require doctors to get training on the risks of opioids. The AMA objected to it as a burden on physicians. Of course they did. Drug companies gave more than $200,000 in campaign contributions to Jason Chaffetz
is such a weasel.
He recently left Congress, acting as the single largest donor to his reelection fights, of course. Chaffetz, chair of Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, led an effort against the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to reduce opioid prescribing by recommending that doctors first seek alternative treatments for chronic pain. Lobbying by wider and health care industry also had an important impact on the shape of Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act, widely known as Obamacare. The chair of committee drafting the ACA legislation, Senator Max Baucus, was at the time the single largest recipient of health industry political donations, with $1.5 million given to his political fund. Baucus led votes in the committee against the inclusion of in the legislation of public insurance strongly opposed by private insurers who saw a threat to its profits. Baucus was known within the health industry for annual fly fishing and golfing weekends in his home state of Montana that lobbyists paid handsomely to attend. Other members of the committee received hundreds of thousands of dollars, including Senator Pat Roberts, who at one point tried to hold up the bill by claiming lobbyists needed 3 days to read it. The drafting of large parts of the ACA was done by former vice president of major health insurer WellPoint. So remember, WellPoint, they suck. In his attack on drug company money in American politics, Trump failed to mention that the companies were among the leading donors to his inauguration alongside tobacco and oil companies.
See, that's
Pfizer, the maker of Viagra, was the largest pharmaceutical donor, giving $1 million, which is why I wanted to read all of it, because I just didn't want anybody to think I was defending Donald Trump. He made a good statement, but I just wanted to get to the end where it points out that, he's saying – oh, look at them over there. They're doing it, but I'm not, when in fact he is.
Look, here's the thing. Like, I'm glad you brought this up, Brake Man.
I'm sorry I cut you off a lot. I'm just really angry and I wanted to get through it.
No, you should be angry. You should be angry.
Every single one of us should be angry.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this is what I've been saying for years, Brake Man. If we get the money out of politics, then politics can be good. A democracy can work. But, if you have all this money being put in and somebody like Pfizer is giving $1.5 million or whatever to whichever candidate, do you think he or she is going to be more inclined to vote for bills for that company or less inclined? You tell me. I mean, if somebody could pay me $1.5 million right now, and I'd be promoting them all over the fucking show, even if I didn't like it. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that all these people in Congress are horrible people
most of them apparently are. Like, there shouldn't be anybody charging, like, let's go fly fishing.
I know. I understand.
Like, that should be 100% illegal.
Okay, it should, but they're legal. We have legalized bribes in this country, I'm telling you.
I know, we do. We do.
The thing is if we stop that, if we get an amendment to ban all big donations to, and if we make it all anonymous, then it could be something to behold. Then it would be a crown jewel of government, something that every other country in the world could look ahead to and say, look, these guys got money out of politics. Let's do the same type of thing. I mean, other places don't have this problem. Why are we the only industrialized nation in the whole world that doesn't have healthcare for every single one of its citizens, despite the fact that we are the wealthiest country in the world. Why is that? This is the reason why. You just brought it up, Breakman.
Yeah. I mean, this is the reason for a lot of what's going on in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
because these aren't the only companies that are doing it, too. There are other companies, other industries that are contributing, yeah, that are buying the votes of the politicians.
Yeah. And another big one is the NRA. All right. There's a reason why we don't have gun control in this country, and it's because of the NRA.
Yeah, and what were they to Trump? Let me see. They were they're actually not high. Never mind. Tobacco and oil were the other two for him. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they're in there, just not
In there. They're just not listed. But that's the reason.
No, it's not that they're not listed. It's just oil and tobacco and pharma paid more.
These are the reasons why we can't get anything done in this country. All right. Money is it begets.
They're absolutely the reason, because they have been paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do basically one thing, protect these companies.
It's pretty sick. And that doesn't even count the dark money that people are getting. All right. These are out in the open bribes that people are taking. And we don't even know the dark money, how much dark money people are getting. So it's a lot of money being thrown around, and you know what? If a company wants something to get done, all they have to do is offer, a sum of money to, Senator A, B, or C. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican. It matters not. I just gave you an example.
And that's another thing. They want to try and divide us.
Yeah.
They want us all to think that it's the other side that's doing it.
What's funny is,
and I guarantee it's a tactic that they probably all thought of. They're sitting around the table I know what we can do.
Yeah. I'm going to go – if fucking that coward Cory Gardner ever has a fucking – what is that?
I don't know why that happened.
I don't know. But if Cory Gardner ever has a town hall, I'm going to go and I'm going to record it and I'm going to ask him, why can't you not take corporate money? Because every single one of these people, for the most part, is taking money from these fucking companies that don't give a fuck about the people dying on the street. Gross.
And I don't talk about it a lot. Like I had a friend die earlier this year, but a couple years ago I had a friend OD.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking if this money wasn't in politics, going far back, would this opioid problem be like this?
Yeah.
Probably not.
If drugs were legal, then we wouldn't have this problem.
Well, this is completely different. The opioid thing is directly related to what I just talked about, pharmacy.
Absolutely.
Putting in money to it. It's not – this isn't in the war on drugs. Opioids aren't part of the war on drugs.
It does relate in this way, Breakman. It should be a part of the war on drugs. If we really,
but it's not. War on drugs is cocaine and marijuana,
right?
And such like that.
Marijuana. I mean, Colorado has proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that marijuana is not a Schedule I fucking drug.
Hear of anyone in Colorado dying from marijuana. Yet all around me, I'm hearing of people dying. And I said, I had a friend overdose just a couple years ago. Yeah. All around me, I'm watching people die from medicine that's given out by doctors.
And by the way, there's a new study out. I'd have to get it.
Originally, but they get cut off, and then they turn to heroin a lot of the time.
Yeah, there was a new study that marijuana could possibly potentially help people get off of hard drugs like heroin. And the big one now is fentanyl. Fentanyl's a fucking killer, man.
The fentanyl and the carfentanil, what they're doing, especially around here.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot cheaper, they mix it.
Yeah.
What's called cutting.
Yep.
Which is basically mixing it in with a drug, say. And what it's mostly known for is cocaine and baking soda. And the reason is baking soda kind of looks like cocaine.
Yeah.
So the drug dealers are saving themselves money by selling the people half cocaine, half baking soda.
They're basically
pure cocaine. So what they're doing is selling heroin is basically half heroin, half fentanyl or carfentanil. And these drugs were made specifically I think it was the fentanyl or is it the carfentanil? I can't remember which one. To sedate elephants.
You know, I'm
These
surprised.
are made for the helping
Yeah.
a sick animal,
Yeah.
not to help get
Massive.
people high. And because they are made for something as large as a fucking
Yep.
elephant, do you
Yep.
think it'd be a good idea to put it in a human
No.
being?
No, absolutely not.
Let me
You
think.
I thought that there would have been a much bigger uproar with fentanyl when Prince died, to be honest with you, Breakman. When Prince died, he died of a fentanyl overdose.
And especially Prince, like he was the king of clean living, remember?
And
Like Prince, like was anti-alcohol. Like that's how like heavily into like everything had to be like perfect with him. Like that's the kind of guy he was. So him dying of a drug overdose was a huge shock.
No, it was a huge. Actually, it's not shocking when you figure out he was taking fentanyl, Breakman, but and he could
Yeah,
regularly.
but I mean, but him being addicted to anything was a huge shock because, like I said, he was the, like he was all about clean living, like clean, like every all the food had to be like he didn't eat bad food, like he didn't drink anything bad, just so hard to.
Have you ever heard Charlie Murphy's story about him and pancakes? It's fucking awesome,
Well, yeah,
man.
I saw the. Of course, I love fucking Dave Chappelle.
Oh
Of course,
God, man.
I've seen that story.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack, Breakman. I'm sure we'll delve into it, but I hope now that this is getting out more and more. I've known this for years. People have known this for years and years, Breakman. But we have to get the money out of politics, man. That's the only way that our democracy is going to survive. Otherwise, we're going to have Trump after Trump after Trump. And it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. But Barack Obama, the week after he stopped being president, his term was up, he was out making speeches to bankers, his buddies, for $400,000 a pop.
I know,
So,
just like a Clinton.
yeah, just like it, dude. So,
I had such high hopes for him that he could be different
he
when he was
wasn't.
campaigning and
He was
stuff.
no
But then he
different.
got into office and immediately turned into just another one of them.
Chaotic, agnostic, dungeon buster. That's awesome. I should use that as a what you call it? Like a class in Dungeons and Dragons next time I play chaotic agnostic, although mine would be chaotic atheist. I'm more of the Christopher Hitchens type of person than an agnostic, but yeah, it's crazy, Breakman. Money out of politics, dude. I mean, I've preached it, but
So that's my stinko. What do you guys got?
mine real quickly is kind of. Sort of ties in. You were talking about Trump. He says good things sometimes, but he never acts on any of his good things. And this time, he fucking did a bad on a grieving widow of a soldier. And
Disgusting.
he is absolutely one of the most wretched human beings on the planet living. I would say Trump is up there, especially after what he told this grieving widow. It makes me sick to my stomach.
But the Fox News people have are convinced their people that's fake news. He didn't
Yeah.
say all that shit. Bullshit.
Yeah, he had,
Bullshit.
yeah, bullshit, exactly. I call bullshit on Trump.
Yeah.
He did. He basically said that that's what he signed up for, was to get killed. And I don't know about you guys, but I remember talking to my grandfather, who was a World War II veteran, and I never remember him saying, "I want to sign up so I can die." Same thing with my uncle. Same thing with any military person I've ever known. They never want to sign up just for the sole reason of dying. All right? So fuck you, Trump.
Well, in the generation before us, a lot of them didn't have a choice.
Yeah, they we had a well.
I mean, we still have a draft.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't think we don't, people. They
Oh.
never talk about it, but they
Right.
never outlawed the draft.
Well, they never outlawed it because there's no need for it because we've got so many active military members now. So.
There's so-called there's no need for it, but if World War III were to break out,
Yeah, no, I
I'm
think
just
we'd have
saying.
enough troops. The point is, it And besides the fact that Trump fucking dodged the draft four fucking times for heel spurs, which he didn't even fucking have. I mean, that alone tells you everything you need to know about that fucking guy. And not only that, he's just an idiot. He's a bankrupt, a morally bankrupt, and probably financially bankrupt piece of shit. And I wish people would see that. I wish people that voted for him could see him for what he really is. And by the way, watch this Harvey Weinstein sexual predator shit with Donald Trump. I mean, I don't think we've seen the last of Donald Trump in trouble for some sexual activity that he allegedly had. So,
well, he's still trying to fight one of the accused, like trying to keep it out of the court.
Yeah.
So hopefully something will happen with that.
I'm hoping he just spends the rest of his fucking life in jail, and his sons, and his daughter, and his brother-in-law, and the vice president, who's a fucking piece of shit. Like, all of them. I want them behind bars. And that's, you know, so my stinko is Trump versus a grieving widow. Now let's move on to Eric's.
Okay, my stinko is stuff that's been going on in the gaming industry lately, and this is going to be a part of a free-for-all. But before we do that, I want to talk about a Boy Scout that was kicked out over making some political questions. State Senator.
Oh, you know,
he's
I
asking
forgot
State
the...
Senator.
I forgot real quick. This let me say real quick. I forgot to give a sweeto last week to the Boy Scouts who've decided to let girls in.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Freak Five, I didn't.
Oh, they're still kind of shit. But...
Freak Five, I didn't.
Right, but I mean, it's a step in the right direction, and once you make the first step, the next step's easier.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention too. Freak Five said his stinko is his wife's dad or grandfather, I think, passed away.
Although I don't know why girls would want to go to the Boy Scouts. Yeah.
Freak was talking about definitely like he's five people he's known so far this year have died. Like it's horrible. I'm sorry, Freak. That's terrible.
Yeah.
It really. Anyways, this is in Colorado actually, but. They were kicked out of his Cub Scout pack after confronting a state senator about gun control and other radically charged comments she made 3 years ago. Lori Mayfield, a Cub Scout mother, took a cell phone video of the exchange between her son, Ames, and State Senator Vicky Marble last week. He asked her about the comments she allegedly made in 2013 about African Americans, the food they eat, and how it affects their health. And he says, why do you inaudible black people? That's her quote. Why do you – no, wait. I don't know what they're trying to say here. But says there is a quote here. It says, why do you inaudible black people for – maybe he was trying to say something and they just couldn't pick it up for whatever reason. But for poor health and poverty because of all the chicken and barbecue they eat, Ames asked in the video. I don't know who actually asked this.
Cory Gardner's such a fucking piece of shit, man. Like, he is – he's fucking god-awful. Continue on, man. Ugh.
The senator told Scott she didn't make those comments.
No, of course not.
Well, you know, so Ames is somebody else, and he asked the senator about what she said. And that's what she said, apparently. Now I understand. They could have worded that better. But, and then he says, I didn't. That was made up by the media. So fake. He gave the fake news line. Oh, boy.
They all do it now. Like, everybody's doing it. Anybody with power is like, oh, that's not true.
Out because the den leader is, I guess, a supporter of this bullshit. But, I guess maybe some of them might have been worried that he was being led by his parents who had an agenda, but no, kids are smart. They're getting interested in politics as early as age 11. So why not?
Yep. Yeah, it's interesting. We live in the age of Trump, which means that everything you thought was righteous is now thought to be bad, and everything that you thought was good or bad is good. Like Trump
or not
Trump Trump discriminates. I thought we were over that, but apparently we're not. He talks about draining the swamp, but all he does is add, you know, cabinet member after cabinet member that are even more swampy than the people before them, like Betsy DeVos, who is one of the most worthless human beings on the planet, but she has billions of dollars to, you know, demolish the public education system in the United States. Scott Pruitt, who wants to ruin the environment, doesn't give a fuck about global warming, and neither does Trump. Who else? Ben Carson, who doesn't know his fucking ass from a house.
What about your crush, Betsy DeVos?
I already said that was the first one.
The MXT said it. That's why I was asking.
Betsy DeVos is right behind Trump and my worst people that are living currently.
No, he says it's your crush.
Definitely,
she's your thing.
Definitely not my crush, man.
Like, we hear you at night dreaming. No. Like, people around you hear you talking in your sleep. DeVos.
No, if Betsy is listening DeVos. And wants to throw a few bucks Grinder's way, you know, that might change my view of
I'll
Betsy
I'll come
DeVos.
And service you. My name is Frank.
he asked a couple other questions, but the one that got kicked out had to do with, like, something related to diabetes.
Well, fuck. You know,
and asking about, like, why would you vote for someone who beats or why would you allow someone who beats their wife to own a gun? That was that question he asked, and they got booted from the troop.
Oh boy, MXT says
that's ridiculous. That is something we definitely should get into at some point. Like, yeah. But go on, because I want Frank to say this.
MXT says that he remixed the lyrics to the song Stacy's Mom into Betsy's Got It Going On. So that's what MXT's been up to lately.
Anyways, I'm not done with my stinkos.
All right, go ahead, man.
My other stinkos are going into the free-for-all. But basically, three companies this week did bullshit. And the first one's from Nintendo of America, who is tightening the review copy handouts after some leaks about Super Mario Odyssey and I think Superstar Saga as well. They leaked some info, and Nintendo's tightening their review copy handouts or their standards for giving review code to people. So, and of course, the smaller groups are going to be hit. So that means I'm never going to get review code from them again, probably. And not that I was before, but I'm definitely not now.
Yeah.
So fuck Nintendo of America for punishing everybody else for people that they actually do know who did this, so they can't just punish them. They have to be stupid because they're Nintendo and punish everybody else.
Yeah.
But the other thing is EA killing Visceral.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
what happened?
And Activision making a new patent that would do matchmaking based, or that would doing microtransaction minded matchmaking system.
Yeah.
So basically, what they would do is they would do matchmaking where you would play against a higher level player who might have, and then they'll who might be using items that you might want to buy via a loot box. Yeah. So they're basically encouraging you to gamble, because even though loot gambling is technically not considered gambling, it actually is, and the ESRB is just being stupid, because they need, I guess, to make whole new rules regarding that thing. That's why they kind of made the stupid line of how it isn't and why it isn't. But Activision just ruining AAA games by devaluing the actual value of a game. Doesn't mean, I mean, sure, this isn't, doesn't mean it's going to show up in the next Call of Duty or whatever, but they've also lied about things that they said they wouldn't do before, and they probably have every intention of doing this in the future at some point.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Jim Sterling's got a whole video on it. He better explains it than I could.
Yeah.
You know, he talks about exactly the ways that they're actually would implement such a thing.
Money, 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 money. Money. That's what it's all about. Money. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Just AAA games are nonsense.
Yeah, that's why I always wait. On AAA games, even like Final Fantasy, I
That's
wait
why I
for.
said earlier that Dungeon Buster tortured itself by playing and supporting a company that does bullshit in their games, like Warner Brothers, who does loot boxing in
Calling me
Shadow of
out.
War,
How dare you?
and then you can get into where Shadow of War is basically a shadow of its former self, so to speak, because it's not quite the same game the first game was, and it's a lot more grindy. In fact, the only good things about it I've heard are that the world's smaller, so you don't feel like you're wasting lots of time as much.
All right, well,
He said he
that's.
rented Shadow of War, but you still pay money for that. So it's
Yeah,
like, yeah.
How dare you, Dun? Don't call out Dungeon
Wait,
Buster like that.
so he red boxed it, so he paid like, what, $1.50, and you're gonna shame him for $1.50?
It's $3, but how dare
Oh,
you?
$3.
Unless he got like a free rental like I did with Evil Within 2.
Dungeon Buster is like the holy grail of chatters, okay? Dungeon Buster has been with us since, I think, day one. At least day one, all games. I know
And
that.
not to mention, like, why would you play a game this early? I mean, he had corrupt save data, and now he can't has to play the game from the beginning if he wants to play it again. So
Street Five.
it's like you could have just waited a couple weeks for them to patch all the
I
bugs.
can't look
How
for
dare you, Dungeon
or
Buster? How
months.
dare you play a game whose predecessor you actually liked?
Yeah,
How dare
exactly. How dare you play a game that you loved, Dungeon Buster? Let's see. I like the first one too.
He can play whatever he wants. It's just like, why? That's all I'm saying.
Because, dude, like games and stuff. That's why. Let's see. What was I gonna say? Freak Five. I can't look that up yet because I'm on YouTube, so I don't want any nasties to come up while I, search for that awesome video that you told me about. But
He says he looked up the true ending on YouTube.
oh yeah, that's what I did for Batman Arkham Knight. It's like
Now
there's
he
no
has
way I'm
never
doing
played
100%,
again.
so fuck that shit.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's
Not
see.
to mention the percentage is based on like you doing the multiplayer map pack shit
Let's
too.
move on to our Sweetos.
I know, we
Breakman, we
didn't even
need.
get the Sweetos yet, and the
I
show's
know.
almost over.
We gotta do Sweetos real quickly, Sweeto.
Who?
Breakman.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. That's why I
That's
asked, man.
all right.
God, I'm sorry. My Sweeto goes to what I was hoping was going to be my Sweeto last week, but I had to order a part was some m me fixing part of my car. Done some car repairs.
Yeah.
And I got it done. I
Oh
fixed
yeah,
the car.
I should have told them to wait about a week or two or a month because Warner Brothers doesn't actually patch their games. They just sell more DLC.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Breakman.
Oh, I repaired part of my car.
All right. What about yours, Eric?
Sweeto is getting a new car, I guess.
Yeah, dude, you got tell everybody what you got, dude. I'd be proud, man.
I
That's
think I already did.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
I already
I thought that was before the show, but all right.
No.
Mine is that by this time next month, I'm guessing, I will have saved enough money for a
That's not
PS.
new. It is pre-owned. It's like 2014. So, but yeah,
I
it does smell newer than my old car did.
All right. My sweeto. If are you done, Eric? I just want to make sure you're
Yeah,
done. All right.
the only stinky part about it is that we only managed to get 650 out of it. We had to actually negotiate because they were only going to offer us 300.
Yeah,
Well,
they
we got
always do that.
more than double it, so that's not bad.
Yeah, but when they fudged the numbers, he didn't actually get. He got what the original was. If you look at the contract, I guarantee you didn't get much
Did
for.
you red book it before you traded it?
My dad looked up it up, but consider. I mean, but consider we traded it in. There's still like before I went over there, I actually had taken it up to get my new exhaust pipe because that had to be replaced. But and after that was the alternator. But there was also a spring that needed to be fixed. I didn't actually get that fixed. I'm pretty sure they'll look at it before they sell it again, though. So maybe we could preemptively say we paid pay back them for not giving us even more.
Yeah.
Because, like, if they want to sell that car, they're going to have to fix that thing.
I just found that video you were talking about, Freak 5. So, yeah. Anyways, my sweet-o was I will have enough money to buy a PS4 Pro. So I'll be playing PlayStation games again. Yay, me. Been wanting to do that. And then after that, I'm going to get a TV and then a Switch and then a 3DS. I've got all kinds of stuff getting. I'm getting back
into the game. You mean like a 4K TV?
Yep. Yep. But a cheap one. I saw a 42-inch Vizio. Oh, no. It's 43-inch Vizio.
I wouldn't buy Vizio.
Oh, I love Vizio, man. Those TVs are awesome.
They're cheap, but like...
super cheap and
don't
awesome.
Aren't Vizio smart TVs like invasive?
They're not invasive as far as I know, man. The quality is fine.
Like I heard that they like do something with your data and then they try to sell you ads.
I really don't give a fuck.
Like NSA related shit.
They can do that all they want because I don't use their smart TV function. I want the 4K stuff. I'll use the PlayStation for the other stuff. So, you know, they're not getting any info from me. But I'm going to get a TV, PS4 Pro. What else? All the systems, all the games. I can't believe it. I'm pretty excited. But there you go. Let's see. Breakman, you're sweet-o. Did we get to
I
yours?
I think Frank, yes, he did. Are you already on my friends list?
I maybe not. I'm not 100% sure, but if not, I'll rectify that.
You have to make
that.
A new account.
I don't know if I have to make a new one. I just have to sign in to the other one. But, all right.
No, nobody plays Xbox.
Yeah, it's... Look, Mug and I talked about this.
Nobody wants to play Halo, man.
No,
Halo
no.
sucks.
No, Halo doesn't suck. It's a decent game. But the thing about it is if you're going to pay...
Microsoft sucks, at
hang
least.
Hang on. They do suck. But if you're going to pay, what, $400 or $500 for the... or the Xbox S or whatever.
Xbox
One. Hell no.
X.
Yeah.
Sure, it's more powerful than PS4, but I don't think many games are actually going to take advantage of that.
Well, here's
spec.
The problem. Here's the problem. You buy all those games that you can play on the new Xbox, the S, you can buy a PC for that. So why would you ever...
And it'll play even better.
Yeah, it'll play better. Why do you need... it just doesn't make
any
sense.
You probably get... just a good, if not better, PC for around the same price.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster, I think I'm on there. I just haven't been on the PlayStation because I haven't had a PlayStation in forever. So
yeah, Xbox One X coming November 7th, I think. But,
yeah, I think so. But what's the point of getting that system if you're – I mean, honestly, like it just – I think Microsoft is cannibalizing itself out of the console market, but whatever. All right, I think that's all we got time for, guys.
The thing they've done in the past year is all the Xbox backwards compatibility stuff that they're planning on doing. And that's actually happening next week or 2 weeks when the Xbox One X comes out. And one of the games is actually kind of interesting. It's like I think it's going to let you play Psychonauts.
Ooh, that's
and
cool.
Like one more that I was interested in playing. Oh, yeah, Prince of Persia.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says he's not getting one. I'm not getting one either. I mean, I wouldn't like, if I saw a good deal on one, I might get one because I like having all the consoles. But there's really
I might wait like a year and sell my original Xbox One, and see how much I can get for it.
Yeah. But yeah, I definitely want a PS4 Pro because I want, you know, I want a good system that's going to last me a long time, and that's going to be the system. Hey, congrats, Freak 5, on 100 coming up. We're coming up on 500. Can you believe that, guys? Like we're, like, what, 39 episodes away? It's crazy. All right. I think that's all we have time for. Breakman, plugs, please.
Follow me at break underscore man on Twitter and at RP Grinders, and send us a would you rather or a question or
comment
or just tell us to go fuck ourselves, you know, whatever.
Just
send us something.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, your plugs.
You can find reviews I've written for sites on sites like BostonBasherBrigade.com, where I've got a review of Hidden Dragon Legend up as well as Mages of Australia. or Total EGN, where I've got a review of Tiny Barbarian DX, Cold Scepter Revolt, excuse me. There's a couple more on there. I think there's at least four up there now. But I just submitted a review for Wolverblade today, so that should be up soon. But there's also a VogNetwork.com and HonestGamers.com, and you could find me on Twitter at ArcRPG, and there is my YouTube page, Funny T-Man. Maybe next week before Halloween, sometime before Halloween, I'll do an LP of a game. Maybe, I don't know, like Contra, because that's kind of a spooky game.
I guess it's more sci-fi than anything, but yeah,
Yeah, but
maybe.
aliens could be are like the new kind of, or like basically the modern version of a demon, so that's kind of spoopy.
I guess. All right. Well, however you justify it, man, have fun.
I did Contra 3 last year. Why not?
That's cool. Yeah, why not?
I can't think of. I
Oh,
mean, I
that
kind of
game.
want to do Castlevania 3, but I need
Ooh.
practice because I'm terrible at that game.
You should play that one, dude. Yeah. All
Plus,
right.
there's like three
Doing
routes, and
Castlevania.
then I'd have to work towards getting all the routes done before I
What
did
about
that one.
Super Castlevania?
I've already done Castlevania 4,
Yeah.
and rather I did the Japanese version, but maybe I could do. I'd probably have to practice it too, but Castlevania Chronicles is another idea, or Rondo of Blood.
Why not the original?
And I already did the original, but I should probably redo it because when I was recording it, I had a computer that just couldn't handle it. The frame rate tanked, and it was dropping frames like crazy. But I've got a much more powerful computer now, so maybe it'll be easier. Plus, I'm using a program that's less resource intensive.
Yeah. All
So
right.
maybe I
Anything?
should just redo that in two at some point.
Anything else, Eric?
Doesn't have to be Halloween, but that's all really.
All right. I want to plug my Twitter handle at Frank Branches. I'm hardly ever on there, but I do get on there from time to time and rant politically and
I
philosophically and everything else. So make sure you check out my
just
Twitter
want to
handle.
my family's including me in conversations that I'd
Hello,
never asked them before.
Eric. I'm doing my plugs, dude. Come on. Let's see. At RP Grinders, as Breakman said, thank you to all the chatters, Dungeon Buster, Freak 5, MXT. I think Bridget was in there at some point. I don't know. But thank you guys.
Your Meyer came back, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think so. I have a sexy voice, I'll have you know, Breakman. And I look
Yeah,
good, so
I want to
you
ask
know.
Freak something for
And
next week.
I smell good, so you know. But anyways, everybody in chat, if you want to check us out live, every Saturday 3 Eastern time we'll be live on YouTube, Twitch, Ustream. So just search RP Grinders, you'll find us there, and you can join our chat. Love to have you in there. Talk with the other guys. Talk to somebody like Dungeon Buster, who's been here since right before Dirt was born. Well, that actually, I was just describing myself, but you know, Dungeon Buster and Freak 5, MXT, sometimes Gripper. What the hell happened to Gripper, man? We got to get Gripper back in chat.
Yeah, like I think because every time he shows up, we say start talking about Brexit, maybe.
Brexit. I
No,
don't know.
I do want to mention that next week is the Halloween episode, so we're gonna talk about werewolves versus zombies or vampires, I mean.
Okay, that's cool. Lots of I plan on doing a lot of
Not
how
werewolves either.
I plan on doing a lot of Halloween stuff coming up for obviously Halloween on Grindr. So I think Walking Dead comes back tomorrow, I
Oh
think.
yeah, that'd be tomorrow night,
Yeah.
season premiere, and they said they're gonna do the whole war in one season.
Yeah.
Also, next Friday, Stranger Things starts
Yeah.
again.
Yeah.
Is it next Friday? The 27th, right?
Yeah, the
Yeah.
27th.
Next
That's
Friday.
also
Yeah.
Mario Odyssey Day.
Yeah.
I know. I want to switch. The
Oh, man.
Mario Odyssey previews
I
just
want a
look fun.
PS4, then I want a 3DS XL. Oh, God. There's so many fucking things that I. Somebody send me money, God damn it.
Yeah, like I want the Super NES, the Mini, but I'm thinking maybe I should just start Maybe just save money and get the Switch instead.
Dude,
just,
it's only $45.
Odyssey looks a lot of fun.
It's only $45.
I'm not saying it's a lot of money. It's just I've got other priorities.
I should get that just to play Metroid again, man. God damn, that game is so
fun. Super Metroid's amazing.
Oh, God. It's a great game, man. All right, that's all I got, everybody. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Peace out, guys. Appreciate it.